nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. She said, "So long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin." She said, "So long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
CILU now presents Indie Beat.
Thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. I'm May Wandinger, sending out a huge thanks to all our essential workers and hoping everybody out there stays healthy and safe. This week, I hope you'll enjoy this encore presentation of an episode that aired a year ago featuring The Whale and the Wolf, an awesome alternative rock band from Edmonton. First, here's Aviator Shades with Voodoo.
She puts a voodoo on me.
Starlight underneath the silver moon.
That was Sweet Alibi with Bodacious. Here is Peach Pit with Alrighty Aphrodite.
Ocean's not enough for it.
is Dirty Mountain with Down in Gray.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Honey, you drive me to the end of my wits. Honey, you like me to fully commit. Honey, if you'll have me, then I am ready to give. Now I know how it feels to hear another name on your lips. I cannot share you. Ooh, and you can't have it all. So honey, I dare you. Yeah, I dare you to let the other man fall. Said don't let it scare you. Eyes and the way I care for you has made me realize.
And I just cannot go on without it. So I'm a matchstick, sulfur ghetto, Serengeti heat wave, running hard after the girl of my dreams. Matchstick, sulfur ghetto, Serengeti heat wave, running hard after the girl of my dreams. Yeah, fire burned up my fuel in the freeway.
That was Small Town Artillery with I Dare You. This is Wise Youngblood with Desert Wake. Thank you. That was White Hot Jet with Push and Pull. After the break, I'll be featuring Will and the Wolf. First, here's the matinee with Glad Alley.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. the Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
We now continue with Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
That was Shiver by Whale and the Wolf, an alternative rock band from Edmonton who've had several of their songs chart in the Canadian Top 40 and who've opened for Mother Mother, One Bad Son, and Theory of a Dead Man. I spoke with vocalist Ryan Meyer over Skype. Ryan, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been making music? Did you know what you wanted to do since you were a kid?
It's not that I like knew I wanted to do it. I just like kind of did it, you know, like it wasn't forced upon me, but I kind of grew up around it. Like always my parents played in a band. So when I was kind of born into like going to like hall parties in Northern Saskatchewan and like kind of, you know, letting the room be the babysitter, if you know what I mean. They were always playing. My mom was like a backup singer. My dad was a drummer singer. And then sort of the old route of like church was sort of a mainstay. Like I'm not super religious by any means, but like my grandparents were quite Catholic. So it was like everyone was expected to be in church on Sundays when I was very young. And it was just sort of a part of the thing. A lot of my aunts and uncles were in the choir. So you're kind of forced to sing. And it's sort of that sort of sharpened some of my things that I would call skills now in that department, I guess.
Do you remember what the very first album that you ever bought for yourself was?
Yeah, I totally do. It was at a Zellers when Zellers existed, and it would have been No Doubt's Tragic Kingdom. It was the first one that, like, I had probably been given albums by like family members. I had an uncle in radio, and he was always giving us like the free demo CDs that came in that were just like singles. I remember getting the Ecky Bricky Heart, Billy Ray Cyrus demo when that came out, a Weird Al Yankovic demo when that came out, Michael Jackson demo, that kind of stuff. But the first one, like when I went and like had my own birthday money or whatever it was that I used, it was Tragic Kingdom by No Doubt. And I still like that album to this day.
That's a great album.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come together with Brandon, Lucas, and Joel to form Whale and the Wolf?
That was a culmination of fortuitous timing for two acts that broke up at the time. I was in a band called The Teenage Gentleman prior with Lucas, the bassist, and then Brandon was in another band called Naked Beauty. Both of those bands just sort of like dissolved, not through any like ill will or anything like that. It's just timing and people moving on and doing other things in their life. And we had sort of grown up in the same scene playing shows together with our bands, and then when those two bands broke up, it just sort of made sense that we picked up where those bands left off, and we kind of created a new group out of the members of two groups that just broke up, if that makes sense to you.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing live?
You know what? I would say not recording. I would say least in our element when we're recording, because you really see like sort of the pimples of your, for the lack of a better term, like sort of the blemishes in your trade. You know what I mean? Like everything's got to be perfect in a lot of ways. And you're like, I need to practice more, like one of those things. So not there. I would say on stage, we just sort of let it all hang out. And I think we come across very genuine, which we don't try to be. And I think that's why it comes across that way. You know, like we're not trying to push an image, but I think we get one from not pushing it. If that sort of, if that makes any sense at all. But yeah, I think it's live on stage is where we're in our element the most.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it very collaborative or does one of you typically take the lead?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get to this in a moment, but we're currently writing a lot to record with a couple of producers. I'm sure we can talk about that a little bit, but we just actually talked about sort of the songwriting and how that sort of works in our band, and the producers we're dealing with are really impressed with how collaborative we are as a band and sort of that whole writing process. And just like, it really is a sum of its parts. We have, so Luke's the bassist, Brandon on guitar, myself singing, Ryan, the drummer Joel, and we actually have a piano player who we've like made a mainstay of the band, who will be on the new recordings. And so like there's five people in a room, and I think a lot of bands would stray away from like letting five cooks in the kitchen at the same time, but it just seems to work really well with our band. We really get along and we listen to each other, and there's never too many that it's never come to blows over a decision made on a song yet. So that's sort of, I think we just keep going with that. And I think we're going in the right direction with that, like very collaborative songwriting. Now in the past, we have done it where our guitar player will come to us with just something that's rather tasty and we'll build off of it, or I'll write an entire song acoustically that I can sing along to, and then they'll make it way better. But for the most part, lately, it's been like five people locked in a room and we really punch things out. And if it usually just seems to fall out of us. And if we're fighting too hard with a song, it's probably not going to work out. And we've come to terms with that. So, yeah.
You released your debut EP in 2015, charting 3 singles in the Canadian Top 40.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last couple of years, you've released several new singles, including your song Touch, which hit number 25 on the charts. What was the inspiration for that song?
That song was actually the hardest song that we've ever written, in that it just, like, that one actually didn't just fall out. We had some pieces in there. Like, we had, I think the chorus was what came first in that one. The maybe we just don't belong, that part, like, that came quite easy. So did that little synth hook part. That came easy. But how that song all formed in the end really found its way to where it is now in the studio, which normally we go into the studio with, like, the song pretty much 90% cooked. That one was like 50% going into the studio. We really had to push that one. But the inspiration for the song, as far as like what it's about, I think a lot of people would see, like, just on the surface, if you listen to the lyrics and dissect it, maybe like some forbidden young love where, you know, parents are saying you guys shouldn't be together and blah, 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 and they fight through it. And that's sort of, if people think that and that speaks to them, great. But it's sort of between us and who's listening. It's about like young people who probably shouldn't be together because they're terrible for each other. But bad people are breeding. We know that, right? So that's sort of the thing there. I don't think I've really brought it up that way, but that's how it is, yeah.
Maybe we just don't belong. I say we set it on fire. Maybe we just don't belong. I say we set it on fire. Hoping and she's wishing that talking leads to touching, and touching leads to kissing. Mama taught her not to talk to strangers, but she wouldn't listen. Wouldn't listen. Wouldn't listen.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
She broke his heart with a baseball bat. A man with a tendency to overreact out of control. So it goes. The kid with the promise, with the friends with the tats, hopped in a car, now past the scaffolds, that 6 feet below. Oh, and so it goes. I said I'd be there to have him to hold. Oh, the world is burning and I want you to know. Oh, my word is gold, my word is gold. From the promised land, heads will roll. Oh, so it goes. The water turns, but there's supply and demand. The sun it burns, the fields they turn to sand. The wind blows. To have and to hold. Oh, the world is burning and I want you to know. Oh, my word is gold, my word is gold. Oh, so it goes, and so it goes. Oh, I said I'd be there to have and to hold. Oh, the world is burning and I want you to know. Oh, my word is gold, my word is gold.
You have an awesome official video on YouTube for your song, So It Goes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that song and the making of that video.
That song really actually just fell out of us. Now that we're talking about the writing process, it sort of like came together like in one or two writing sessions, which is really cool because we really like playing that one. But as far as the song goes, I think it's just I have dubbed it a sort of pre-apocalyptic love song, if that makes any sense. It's sort of like people still falling in love and going through the motions, even though we're in somewhat dire times as a human race right now, but I guess we got to keep on keeping on no matter what, you know what I mean? So that's sort of what that song is. It's sort of a culmination of like some of the worst calamities that are sort of taking place on Earth, whether it's in relationship form, people form, government, or just sort of the world coming to a potential end. I don't know, that seems pretty bleak, but sort of just no matter what, powering through and finding good in the world no matter what. But so that's what that song's sort of about. And once again, I leave the interpretation up to whoever wants to interpret what they like out of that song. So I don't want to get too deep into that. But the music video was a blast to make, and it took like, I think it was shot over like 6 to 7 months just on tour throughout Western Canada, Eastern Canada, and some stuff that we shot sort of on location in our hometown of Edmonton.
You have toured extensively across the country and you've opened for tons of great bands, City in Color, mm-hmm. Mother Mother, One Bad Son, Theory of a Dead Man, so many more. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one for you?
You know what? I really like opening up for like bands in summer festival mode, just because obviously as Canadian musicians, like 8 months of the year, you are slogging through terrible weather conditions for the most part. So when you do get those like 3 months of peak summer where you're just playing outdoors all the time, those are some of the most memorable moments in that, like, A, you're opening up for, like, let's just say a band like Sloan or Biff Naked or someone to that extent, and you're, you know, the crowd's coming for you, but they're definitely very much coming for the headliner. So you usually get like the biggest crowd if you're like the direct support. So like a beautiful night, you're opening up for a big band, like everyone's there because they don't want to miss the headliner, but they're catching you. So you have like thousands of people in front of you. And if the timing's right, the sun's just kind of going down over the like, crest of sort of the city skyline. And it's just that perfect, like peak playing live outdoors kind of moment, if you can get it, if you can beat the weather or whatever's happening, you know. So that's the best thing ever. But the most memorable would be, I think we played, we opened up for Bush and Theory of a Dead Man at a big Halloween concert in Edmonton called the Halloween Howler, put on by the Bear radio station. And that was really amazing because you had that huge concert sound that was set up for Bush, but you get to play on that stage. And like when the kick drum kicks, it's like a full-on body massage because it's so bassy and thick. And then we were playing to, like, you know, thousands of costumed freaks, and that's a very interesting thing to look out off the stage onto, you know.
You mentioned that you're working with some new producers. Tell me about what's going on with you musically over the next few months.
Sure. We are very happy to say that we are going to be recording like a 5 to 6 song EP in studio in June. We're doing it at a studio in Edmonton, but we're flying some producers in from Nashville who worked on all kinds of genres as far as it goes. They're just like working producer, engineer, who, you know, work on lots of country and lots of folk to sort of pay the bills, but their real sort of passion is the indie rock scene. So I was down in Nashville for like just purely like a pleasure trip last summer. And I went to a burlesque show that was like asses to ankles in the bar. Like it was standing room only. And this dude walks in, he can't find a place. There's just so happened to be a little bit of space next to me on the wall. So I was like, hey, would you and your friend like to stand here? And of course we get talking, and, he's a producer in Nashville. And of course everybody in Nashville is a producer. So you don't get too excited about it. You know what I mean? But we got to talking after online after the trip, and he was sending me a bunch of stuff that he was working on. And I went and checked out his song credits of like projects he's worked on. You're like, oh, he's really good at what he does. And he's worked with huge international acts. So his story checks out and his music and his sounds check out. So like, let's get to chatting. He seemed to like what we were doing, and we sent him some demos, and sure enough, we're flying him up here in June to work on the next set of songs.
Awesome. Do you have any of those written yet?
Yeah, like I would say, I mean, we're going to realistically record 5 or 6. We have like 20 songs potentially to record. I think we've shaved it down to like 7 or 8. And then when it comes down to like, you know, a month out, we'll have really honed in on the 5 to 6 that we're going to like cut in studio. It'll all be decided well before that. So we've got them figured out, I think, but we're still, no matter what, writing, just in case something pops up that just feels magical and should be put down, you know.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of those upcoming new releases and your summer tour dates?
Yeah, best bet, I guess, whaleandthewolf.com is a great place. But for real, I mean, like anything, obviously the website's that's the home base, but I mean our social media, like Instagram, Facebook, that kind of thing. That's where you're going to get that day-to-day real intimate look at sort of the recording project. We'll be posting like crazy from the recording studio, so you can keep tabs on us if you like from that. So Whale and the Wolf on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook and everywhere that the internet wants us.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your single Staring at the Sky, which was released in partnership with Night Vision, a division of Warner Music.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about that song?
That one was another one that actually, as far as the writing process, if we're sort of talking about that a little bit, that one was one where our guitarist came to us with that sort of hooky guitar piece that runs throughout the song, and it sort of built itself upon that. But that one was very much like done. And then we got to the studio with Danny Craig, was the one who produced that one. He's the drummer of the band Default, if you remember them. They were like a monster band in the early 2000s. And Danny Craig's doing some pretty awesome work in the production realm now. So we flew him out. So that was very much one that he helped tweak and really rounded up the sound on. I will leave the theme and the sort of topic of discussion in that song up to the listener. They can interpret it how they like. But yeah, I think we were really happy with how that one turned out.
I love that one and can't wait to hear the new songs. Ryan, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much.
I can try. All these static notions, they leave me high and dry. All the building tension and all the prying eyes. Lordy, lordy, girl, oh me, oh my. Holding on. Holding on. Holding on. I tell you all my secrets. You tell me all your lies. Plain sight. And all your alibis leave me hanging, kicking rocks and staring at the sky. All my dedications, dear, you will reprise. All your indiscretions got my heartstrings petrified. Surely this is temporary, merely a surprise. Rarely turns to fairly, often, often into every.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents The Mix Sessions.
It's time. Four, two, four, three, two, one.
This is how we only.
You're listening to The Mix Sessions with Sean Savage.
This is The Mix Sessions, where I play the best in electronica, trip-hop, drum and bass, and house music for you every week. From the Sunrise EP, this is Hot Tub with Upside Down. You're in the sessions.
One, two, one, two. You're listening to The Mix Sessions with Sean Savage.
One, two, one, two, one, two.